Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right. I personally apologize to Jason DeRusha for eroding his listenership on a Friday afternoon. But I will keep this benchmark because I love this segment. It's one of my favorite segments ever, really, on WCCO Radio. It's the Friday question where we turn a question over to you, the listeners. And I was thinking about what kind of question I wanted to do. What kind of query would I like to throw to our dedicated WCCO Radio listeners? And it's this. Because this Sunday, I believe, at U.S. Bank Stadium, the rockers of the 80s, I think it's Def Leppard, Joan Jett, Poison, and maybe I'm missing one, but they'll all be at U.S. Bank Stadium this Sunday. And say what you want about the quality of their music now as opposed to maybe quality during the 80s. That is a concert I think I'd like to see. I don't have tickets for it. Unless somebody's willing to take me on Sunday, I'm open to that. But if you had one chance, if you had only one opportunity to purchase a ticket for a rock concert or any kind of concert, what would it be? Should I, Charlie, narrow this to current acts, or should we throw it open to any time, anywhere, any former acts?
Yeah, no, I want to know the person that says Beethoven.
Yeah.
No, I think everybody.
Okay. You have one ticket. This is it. You can't see anybody else. You only have one more ticket to see one concert, and it's for anyone living or dead, any group together or broken up. Who would it be? 651-461-9226. Texts are easy, by the way, okay? Texting is kind of like a passive-aggressive way. We love it. Don't get me wrong. I love the texts. I love reading your texts. But I want to hear from you. Maybe you're just about to eat Friday dinner. Maybe you've already eaten Friday dinner. You've had a cocktail already. Even better. Maybe you've eaten a gummy. Call in 651-461-9226. I'll start with you, Charlie. You seem like a guy who's appreciative of a wide variety of music.
Yeah, you know.
So you got one chance. This is it. You're turning in all opportunities to see any bands. You get one ticket to see any band, current, or not just a band, artist, musician, current or dead. Who is it?
You know, I hate that I'm saying this on the radio. It's a bit embarrassing. I think Neutral Milk Hotel.
Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah, I think that's probably what I would say. Maybe Daniel Johnston.
Wow. Well, pick one.
Yeah.
Which is it?
Neutral Milk
Hotel. Are they still around?
He's still around, but he's not touring anymore. He did a finale at First Avenue six, 7 years back, and it was like $300 for a ticket, and I just couldn't afford it at the time.
Yeah. That's a good. I don't know anything about him, but I appreciate you bringing it up because that's a very indie thing to do. Is it indie rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up now. Maybe I'll listen to that tonight. 651-461-9226. That's the Friday question. Current or past, any act, living or dead, you get one last ticket. Who are you going to see? Silk Sonic in Las Vegas. Woodstock. How about that? Woodstock. Very creative, Paul and Edina. Woodstock, because then you get to see everybody. Stefan Grappel. That's from Jane in Minneapolis. Brenton Richfield says John Denver. Jackson Brown. Prince. How about Prince? Allman Brothers or Grateful Dead? I can't call. Sorry. Slayer. Let's hear for Slayer on a Friday afternoon WCCO. Barry Manilow. Willie Nelson. Another one for John Denver. 651-461-9226. The Beatles. How about future acts, right? What about a future act? Can you save it for an act you know will be the greatest act ever coming in the future? Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, yeah. That's one that I regret not seeing. Of course, I haven't picked mine yet. boy. I've seen The Grateful Dead, but they were at the very, it was the last Grateful Dead show, and it wasn't a very good show. If I could see The Grateful Dead at like in 1977, that might be my pick. Or like Pink Floyd, like the, you know, when Pink Floyd with Roger Waters and David Gilmour still together, that'd be pretty cool. Al is on the phone. Al, who are you seeing? You got one chance. Who is it?
Hello?
Yep, turn down your radio, Al.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, I wasn't too sure. It'd be Led Zeppelin, followed by England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Yes, England Dan and John Ford Coley. Yes, and Led Zeppelin. I mean, you can't go wrong there. Thank you, Al. Jeff, hit me, man. Who are you seeing?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Yes, very good. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Gene, Mean Gene. Who are you seeing, Mean Gene?
You know, I was called that sometimes when I went out to see a client as a social worker. Anyway.
I bet.
Well, not for my coworkers. Okay, I love James Taylor.
Yeah.
But I also say I got to see a lot of John Denver. I loved him. But James Taylor, I'd love to be in the front row to Sweet James.
Sweet Baby James. Thank you, Gene. Thank you for that call. Is it Joni? Joni, go ahead. Who are you seeing?
Prince all day long.
Prince all day long. Thanks, Joni. Jerry is on the phone. Jerry, who are you seeing? One ticket, one shot. Who are you seeing?
REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon. I believe they're coming to the fair, I think. So maybe you'll have that shot. 651-461-9226. Queen, it was my very first concert in 1982. Still the best. John Batiste. Very talented. John, how about this one? Frank Sinatra. Come on. If you had a chance to see Frank Sinatra in the heyday, that'd be pretty good. Hands down, Elvis Presley. That's probably 1B for me. If I could see Elvis in Las Vegas at the International Hotel in about 1970 or 71, when he still was, you know, in shape, just had got to Vegas, that'd be pretty cool. Rush, because they won't perform anymore since their amazing drummer Neil Peart died. Yeah. Neil Diamond, Adam Lambert. Bruce is on the phone. Bruce, you got one shot. Who you seeing?
My all-time favorite, ABBA.
ABBA. Thank you for that call, ABBA. Beatles, for sure. See, the Beatles, though, Beatles weren't exactly known as like a touring act. You know, the Beatles, obviously, the catalog of music, the wonderful music. But, yeah, if you had a chance to go see, you know, like the later Beatles. I don't know if I'd want to go see the Shea Stadium Screaming Girls Beatles of 1964. But if I could see the Beatles in, like, 68, that'd be cool. The Rat Pack. Yeah, all four, you know, the Rat Pack. You got Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Peter Lawford, and Joey Bishop in Vegas. That'd be pretty cool. And old school Vegas. Liberace. This is a tough one because there's so many, but now I would have to say Sublime with Bradley, not Sublime with Rome. Great topic. Great show. Appreciate that. Sarah says Prince. Another one for Elvis. Stephanie Grapple. Oh, I said that one. Stephanie Grappelli. I'm sorry. It's Grappelli from Jane in Minneapolis. Santana. The Doors. How about that? Seeing Jim Morrison in The Doors. John Denver, hands down. And Jack says Johnny Cash. 651-461-9226. That's the Friday question. You got one shot. One last ticket to see live music. Who are you going to go see? And it doesn't matter. It can be somebody still touring. It could be somebody that is not touring anymore. It could be somebody that is dead and gone. Nobody going way back, like you mentioned, for Beethoven. What if you got a chance to see Mozart perform, you see Mozart conducting a symphony in Vienna? Marilyn is on the phone. Marilyn, your one-shot ticket. Who are you seeing?
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison. Very good call. Roy Orbison, yes. Jefferson Starship. Kiss, says someone. Elliot, is it Yamin? Or Elliot Yamin Yaman?
Yamin.
Yamin. Janet and Edina. The Monkees or the Eagles. Keep them coming in. It's 543-651-461-9226. Your Friday question. One last ticket. Who are you seeing? We'll continue with your calls and texts next. Touched a nerve here. One last ticket. One last shot for live music. Who are you seeing? Who are you punching that ticket for? The Highwaymen. Ooh, that's a good one. Barbara Streisand, that's from Bill in Rochester. Billy Joel in his prime. Carlos Santana, Mamas and the Papas, Judy Garland, David Bromberg, Victor Borga, Three Dog Night, Fleetwood Mac, The Guess Who, Jim Croce, B.B. King with Eric Clapton, If They Were Busy, John Prine, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Oh, yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan would be a good one. Let's go to the phones. June is on the phone. June, you got one last ticket, one last shot. Who are you seeing?
I would love to see Don Ho again.
Don Ho. Tiny bubbles in your wine. All right, Wayne, who you seeing, man?
Hey, my favorite would definitely be Burton Cummings of The Guess Who.
Oh, yeah. The Guess Who with Burton Cummings. Burton Cummings, by the way, did a great Gordon Lightfoot impression. Not a lot of people know that. Mike on the phone. Mike, who you seeing? One last shot.
The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys, like the original lineup of the Beach Boys, right? Brian Wilson, Carl Wilson, Dennis Wilson, Mike Love. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, David Allen Coe.
David Allen Coe. Good call. Good call. 651-461-9226. Taking your call. Again, this is either live or dead, band that's together, band that's not together. One last shot. One last ticket. Who are you going to see? You know, I was thinking during the break, Billie Holiday would be good, like in a jazz club. Sam Cooke, good call. Pink, someone says. Pink. Okay. Patsy Cline, hands down. My husband jokes Starland Vocal Band. But we were saying during the break, you got one song, right? I mean, name another song by the Starland Vocal Band. Anyone? Anyone? Toby Keith, Fleetwood Mac, Edgar Winter, the Edgar Winter Band, Whitney Houston, Heart. Good call. 651-461. Oh, here's a good one. 9226. Tina Turner. Seeing Tina Turner. Again, this is your Friday question. Jason DeRusha does it every Friday. Sometimes the question is serious. Sometimes the question is thoughtful. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes you can unbutton reality and just let loose. And that's what we're doing today. You got one ticket, one last shot to see one musical act. And again, this prevents you from seeing anybody else ever again. So you really have to make this decision. Who are you seeing?
You know, I may have missed it, but I'm looking through the one I'm surprised I haven't seen yet. Nobody said Michael Jackson.
That's very interesting.
That feels like a...
I think that's probably...
I see maybe. Oingo Boingo, but Oingo. No
I mean,
Michael
who doesn't
Jackson
want to see Oingo Boingo
on this list?
Right? I'll be doing some Oingo Boingo later on tonight. You know what I mean? Dubsy, Dubsy, you know what I'm talking about. Sean Skinner texts in, my buddy Sean, AC/DC with Bon Scott. Good call there. Gwar, how about Gwar? I mean, Gwar, I went down a deep diving hole on Gwar the other night. It was a bunch of different people dressing up in these costumes, and their names are freaky, and it's kind of like a little violence and sex all together and character play, cosplay. Pretty good. Gwar. Hank Jr., Bo Cephas. How about Hank Sr.? You see Hank Williams? I saw the Jackson 5 in 1971. They were fantastic. I texted, somebody said Michael Jackson texted right as we said that. The Temptations in their early days. 651-461-9226, your Friday question here on WCCO Radio as we complete the Jason DeRusha drive time with DeRusha. We contemplate one last ticket. You got one last shot at glory to see live music. Who is it? Anytime, any place, any band, living or dead, any artist, any musician, any composer. Soundgarden with Chris Cornell or Audioslave. Temptations in their early days. Tony is on the phone. Tony, who you seeing? Tony, you there? Whoop, we lost Tony. Maybe it was Tony and Anoka calling back, seeing if the wanted to do more Vikings talk.
You want to see Kirk Cousins in concert.
Kirk Cousins in concert. I saw the Carpenters in 71. It'd be great to see them again, the Carpenters. Yeah. 651-461-9226. Well, this has been just a joy and a pleasure and a joy to sit with you on a Friday afternoon. Thank you so much. Love our listeners. Lots of texts coming in. The Monkees with the Partridge Family opening. Bruce Springsteen in the band. Yeah, you'd probably take that free ticket now so you don't have to pay, you know, like $2,600 to see Bruce live right now. Traveling Wilburys, there's a good one. Traveling Wilburys, he had George Harrison, Bob Dylan, right?
Yep.
Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne.
Yes.
Were they all in the Traveling Wilburys?
There's another name that I'm blanking on.
Okay, we'll text.
All those, I think you're right, though.
Robert Cray. Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, come on. That's the first time I've seen Jimi on the list. Jimi Hendrix, that should have been one of the first ones. Thank you so much. Jason will be back on Monday. I'll be back on my usual shift, 9 to noon, with Jordana Green. Ooh, that's Lenny Kravitz. Somebody didn't say Lenny, but I'd see Lenny. Keeps his pants on.
I think you still can see Lenny.
I think the people that said
Pink and Lenny Kravitz,
right, you're
still open to that. That's happening.
You missed the premise of this. Your ticket is the only ticket you're ever going to get to see live music again. 651-461-9226. Thank you so much. I'll be back on Monday, as I said, with Jordana Green. Charlie, thank you so much. We got Chris Tubbs standing by, Mike Max standing by, Sports to the Max. Taking you up to Twins baseball. Twins pregame starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Put on some coffee. Twins and Angels from Anaheim. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.